It's always a question of which reality we're in and what our consciousness allows in the way of awareness, moment to moment. It's always a question because life is about that. It's about being aware of our awareness, being aware of how small or how expanded it is, and whether it feels connected to the deeper truth of what remains real, whether we feel it or not. And so, as I have said many times now, it's very easy to feel lost or to feel absorbed into the physical reality of what's going on, because we are so accustomed to approaching physical tasks and mental tasks that way, with a sense that we are just operating within our bodies, thinking of what needs to happen, or actually moving in a certain way to accomplish a task. And that orientation toward the insularity of the body is the history of human experience on the earth. It is what each soul who's traveled through the earth's sphere for a long time is accustomed to. And so we get used to moving through time and space, just thinking about how to manage, not necessarily with disturbance or anxiety, although that is often there, much more often than people are aware, but planning. What do I do now? What do I do next? How should I be? And so the feeling of peace that's involved with being carried in the divine flow of life doesn't happen. The divine flow is there, but the appreciation of it doesn't happen because the awareness moves to the mental level or to the emotional level of anxiety that leads to figuring things out, figuring, thinking. And then it becomes exhausting. This is all part of the human journey. This is all what we have as a collective humanity experienced for eons. And so, what makes possible something new is the activation of the soul's connection with the body through the heart. The soul's connection with the body allows for consciousness to register something else other than the preoccupation that we're accustomed to of doing and doing and doing and thinking and thinking and thinking. It's not that all activity has to stop. It's that the person that we perceive ourselves to be in the midst of activity needs to feel held, supported, encompassed, embedded, infused by something greater. The activity doesn't have to stop. But because the body could not make sufficient contact with the light of the soul prior to this present expansion on a vibrational level, the gap was too great. The soul was in one vibrational field and the body was in another. So something had to change about that in order to make possible the sense of support inside oneself, in the midst of activity, to be able to feel, I am with God. I am the breath of life. I am a divine being. This has not happened for many people at this time, but it is happening. And the possibility for it happening is great, because the light that is infusing physical matter is bringing the body, the earth's body, and your body into resonance with the light of your soul. And sometimes that could mean that you know more about how to think or how to look at a particular situation. It could mean knowledge in an articulated sense about what is really going on right now. But it could also be that in the midst of whatever it is you're doing, you feel upheld, supported, by knowing that you are being an expression right in that moment of doing the most mundane thing, that you are the outpicturing of divine life. This is not how we're accustomed to feeling, and so the habitual way of feeling alone is so deeply embedded, and for many people, there are all kinds of psychological issues that create additional factors related to feeling alone. But the underlying energetic resonance, which has to do with the separation between the vibration of the physical plane and the physical body and the light of the soul, that's the history of humanity. That's not a psychological issue. That's an issue about human development that has taken place. And the change that is happening is now. So for the time being, while we are getting used to this transition, and for many of us are still not feeling it enough to know, I am not alone, God is here, I am with God's breath, all of those things. So in the process of going through the transition right now, it's often useful in the midst of anything to stop and take a breath. Breathe in divine life. Even if you don't feel anything different, you can know that that is what's happening. May all beings be blessed with the knowledge of their oneness with all that is. And may all sense of aloneness and separation come to an end, replaced by the deeper truth of unity. Thank you for sharing this podcast with me, and I look forward to being with you again next time.